Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn thou not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:7-8. Joshua has been given the leadership of Israel after the death of Moses. Moses was known by God as his servant. Oh, that all of us would choose to be the servant of God. As Joshua was given the responsibility of taking the children of Israel into the promised land, God charged him to walk according to his law. If these people, and even we today, would live according to the law of God, they would enjoy prosperity and have good success. As we consider the history of these people after they entered into the land, we see that they were blessed by God when they chose to obey him and follow his law. But there were many times when they did not obey God, and as a result, they were not prosperous. God blesses when we obey, and he punishes when we disobey. The law of God was to be the guide for Joshua. He was to meditate in the law. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalms 1:1-2. The law of the Lord has the power to make us godly if we will meditate in his law. We must give earnest thought to the law that God has given to us. Our thinking will determine our activity. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. Our thinking on the things of God will keep us in his way. Our thinking on the law of God will keep us from sin. Our meditation on the law of God will free our mind from the worries and anxieties of life. Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Psalms 119:97. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.